It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This weekend, Pakistani forces continued their assault on suspected militant hideouts on the border with Afghanistan. These latest attacks appear not to involve U.S.-led forces, but they do follow a series of suspected U.S. missile strikes and an American-led ground assault in Pakistani territory, which prompted official protests from Pakistan's military and government. Major General Jeffrey Schlosser commands the U.S.-led NATO forces along Afghanistan's border with Pakistan. He joins us on the line from Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan. Hello. Thank you for joining us.
Well, hello, Renee. Thank you for having me on the show.
Let's begin by talking about that cross-border activity. As we all understand it, over the years, much of that activity has been limited to missiles fired by unmanned drone aircraft. But earlier this month, helicopter-borne U.S. ground forces were used in an operation that killed at least 15 civilians, according to Pakistani claims. Why were the ground forces used in this area at this time?
Well, you know, Renee, I really probably couldn't give you more data about that specific incident that you're citing. I would like to, though, say that over the time that we've been working with the Pakistanis on the border issue itself, we've had a lot of cooperation, and we've just recently, over the last several weeks, actually attacked anti-Afghan forces as well as miscreants, as the Pakistanis call them, right along the border together. We've had about three incidences of that in the last 3 weeks.
Well, you know, just 3 weeks ago, we had a conversation with the ambassador to the U.S. from Pakistan, and he said, and I'm quoting him, "I do not think induction of NATO or American troops on the Pakistani side is even something that anybody seriously considers." And yet that is exactly what seems to be happening right now.
Well, you know, I kind of go back to the point that I really can't talk about those specific instances that you're citing there. Working with the Pakistanis is not something that is new. It's been ongoing, but improving over the last couple of years. And we've got numerous instances where we're working together and trying to get at what I think the Pakistanis are increasingly seeing as an actual threat to their government.
Well, let me turn to another subject. Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has said the U.S. effort in Afghanistan is by necessity an economy of force mission, as he puts it, meaning it gets fewer resources than the war in Iraq. Do you there in Afghanistan feel under-resourced?
Well, there's no doubt that we definitely need more troops and some more resources. I've been pretty clear over the last several months that to be successful in a timely way, we're going to need more troops and we're going to need some more resources.
Could you give an example of what it would mean for you there on the eastern border of Afghanistan, along the border with Pakistan, what it would mean specifically for you to have more troops?
Oh, sure, absolutely. The mountains here right around us at Bagram are about 14,000 to 16,000 feet, and they just get taller as they go to the north. We have American soldiers out there living in those mountains. Each and every day they get out there and they're working not only with the Afghan National Army and the National Police, but they're working with the local villagers. What they're trying to do is improve the security for the people, but they're also trying to improve in minute ways that are extraordinarily important, the quality of life. I mean, for example, putting a well in a village that may be 1,000 years old and yet has never had running water is very important over time to trying to help tie these people back to a government. And that's what our soldiers are doing each and every day. Now, we need more of them to be able to get out to more villages and to have an increasingly strong presence against the number of enemy that are coming across.
Would more troops help with the issue of intelligence that sometimes comes up when, say, there are civilian casualties and the charge there is sometimes that Americans didn't have the correct intelligence and found themselves attacking where they shouldn't have?
There's no doubt that any counterinsurgency, Renee, is driven by, in fact, intelligence. It's one thing to be able to see it, from afar. It's another thing to understand it on the ground. We have to understand what the real context is before we make a decision. You're absolutely right. More intelligence would help us. More information coming in would help us. And we're working that pretty darn hard.
Major General Jeffrey Schlosser, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Renee.
Major General Jeffrey Schlosser is NATO's commander in eastern Afghanistan.